Hi. The Wisconsin pharmacist who was recently arrested on the allegation that he destroyed 550 doses of Moderna's vaccine against the coronavirus appeared in court today. He was in custody, but he's being released on a $10,000 signature bond. In Wisconsin, that means that you don't have to post any money up front, but you would owe $10,000 if you didn't make your future court appearances. No formal charges have issued, but people are wondering, what could he be charged with? Well, in Wisconsin, he could basically be charged with three types of crimes, the most serious being recklessly endangering the safety of others. That has a maximum penalty of 12 years and 6 months in prison. The next would be adulteration of a prescription drug. That would carry up to 6 years in prison. And the least would be criminal damage to property, which carries up to 3 years, 6 months in prison. All are felonies and all are serious charges. Now, people are also wondering, what would happen if this occurred in Minnesota? Oddly enough, the charges would be a lot less. In Minnesota, basically only two charges would apply. Criminal damage to property, because the allegation is he damaged property in a value of more than $1,000, and Moderna valued their vaccines of anywhere between $8,000 to $11,000, or a Pharmacy Act violation, which is only a misdemeanor. In Minnesota, he wouldn't be facing more serious charges unless he actually did something to the vaccine by adding something to it, which could make it get lethal or very dangerous. Now, again, there are no formal charges in this case, and we don't know when the next court appearance will be. But as soon as we learn that, we'll discuss this matter again.